Hi, my name is Nurhani Syari binti Mahmud, and today I will be presenting about plant breeding. It is a subtopic from chapter 14, which is Economic Botany Part 2. So first things first, plant breeding is a manipulation technique that involves either control pollination or genetic engineering, or maybe both, that is followed by artificial selection of progeny that did not occur in natural ways through the environmental event. So there are two types of plant breeding, which are classical and also artificial. For classical, it uses interbreeding or crossing of closely or distantly related individuals to produce new crop varieties or lines with the desirable properties. While for the artificial or advanced plant breeding, it may use genetic trait from other species that may not have close related to produce new crop with desired trait. These are the examples for plant breeding. First, for classical plant breeding, for example, a mildew-resistant paddy may be crossed up with high-yielding but susceptible paddy. The goal of the cross being to introduce mildew resistant without losing the high-yield characteristic. Progeny from the cross would then be crossed with the high-yielding parents to ensure that the progeny were most like the high-yielding parents, also known as backcrossing. The second type of plant breeding is artificial. For example, is original wild brassica, or also known as the wild mustard plant. This one plant was selectively bred over hundreds of years to create dozens of widely different vegetables. By selecting and breeding plants with bigger leaves or larger buds, the various cultivars were created. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, and kohlrabi, and also Brussels sprouts, are all derived from this same plants, which is wild mustard. Plant breeding also have two phases, which are domestication and refinement. For domestication, it is a dramatic change of wild plants, while for refinement, it is a subtle alteration in plant structure and function. Secondly, domestication breeding phases has a few key mutations with huge effects, while for the refinement phases, it is controlled by many genes with small effects. And lastly, for domestication, its initial progress is very rapid compared to refinement phases, which the progress is slow but it is steady. There are many benefits of plant breeding in ethnobotany. Some of it are it accelerates plant breeding. Secondly, it increases yield sparability. Plant breeding also helps in vaccine delivery and improving nutritional quality. Moreover, plant breeding also can help in reducing use of chemical pesticides, and plants will have a higher tolerance towards harsh environments, and plant breeding also contributes in novel products such as pharmaceuticals and also industrial raw materials. That is all from me. Thank you.